Our next Bracket Boss conversation comes up in 15 minutes with a World Series hero. Gonzo's going to call Ed, compare his bracket, and call out Paul's bracket.
Can we just take Wolf's name off his bracket? If he truly went straight BPI.
He did.
And your final four, the four number one seeds, what did you have to do with it? It has nothing to do with you. You're just known as the BPI guy.
What it did, Basinonians, is take incredible humility to remove myself from the equation and say, you know what, there are people that know more about this than I'll ever know.
Right.
So why don't I just go ahead and take one metric? But you know what? It takes a certain amount of intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, a modicum of intelligence to actually pick one metric and know. And trust that metric.
I'm thinking indolence. That's what I'm thinking. You're just lazy. Forget intelligence. I'm going indolence.
Yeah, really, indolence, Paulie. Yeah, I played 10 years in the NFL. What were you doing, Paul?
Nice.
Usually you wait till 9 to get angry. What's wrong, Wolf?
That's what I wanted.
I'm not angry.
That's what I wanted. He's officially torqued off. Let's go, Doug.
We'll get into deeper brackets in a little bit. One of the things that's funny about the Bracket Boss competition with all of the actual athletes, sorry, Wolf, is everyone but two has Duke as their national champion.
I see.
Max Starks went with Michigan State, and Eddie House went with Gonzaga. Everybody else is all over Duke. So I think Gonzaga is actually number one in the BPI, aren't they? Is that who you have then?
Does anyone have Texas Tech in the Final Four? Because Paulie Roundball
does. No, it's Virginia's number one.
Yes, Virginia.
So you've got Virginia winning it all. Yeah, that won't happen.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? If it does, guess what? I'm going to be golden. The winner right there. The golden ticket, ladies and gentlemen.
No, once again, the BPI will be golden, not you.
Paul, that's the great thing about it as well, Paul, because if you do fail, you can blame the BPI. You're totally removed from the equation. You've got a built-in scapegoat. Right. Yep. You see the intelligence behind it.
And you're ripping millennials for not taking accountability culpability?
No, it's quite a different thing to actually look here and use intelligence to say somebody else knows more about this than I do. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and actually be able to use one metric that allows me to blame that metric when I lose. All emotion is removed.
Speaking of getting fired up and seemingly angry, as Wolf is doing, you kind of got a little worried and angry yesterday. I think it was during Paul's call. It might have been during another beautiful part of the program where Paul dropped something on you that you didn't like very much. And that was a Golic and Wingo, which is the show that's on right before us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And this is what happened.
If it doesn't work out, I feel like he could still go back to baseball at a later date and still have the potential for an even bigger payday. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense, and I agree with you. I really do.
That is Tim Tebow I don't know where he's playing now. The Mets used to have their AAA team, the Tidewater Tides, and I have no idea who their AAA team is.
They move him to every level. He just sells gear, and then they move him to the next level, and he sells out that souvenir shop.
As one football player turned baseball player is saying, of course, if it doesn't work out, he could go to baseball.
And that's actually something that we talked about. I had the chance to interview him this past fall and then spend time with him at the Heisman. And honestly, just from my perspective, it seemed like he was really torn. He loves both of them.
Thank you. A bear just looked it up for me. The Syracuse Mets.
Yeah, thank
Syracuse
you.
Syracuse Mets.
Right, that's great. Okay. What did Tim just say right there? What did he say at the end of that thing?
I think Dave Bash called a couple seasons for the Syracuse Mets.
What did he say? Because that didn't sound really good. It sounded like Tim Tebow was implying that, you know what, hey, listen, he's torn. Kyler Murray is torn. Is that what he said? Did he say Kyler Murray was actually torn as to whether or not he's going to play baseball or football?
Now this
seemed like he was really torn. He loves both of them.
Now, this is part of the decision-making process, okay? This isn't like they just talked last week about this. This was a month or two or three ago. But it's not as if football was a slam dunk, according to Tim Tebow. It wasn't as if all of a sudden, because remember, the explanation that we've received heretofore from Kyler Murray is that, you know, I didn't really think it was realistic. The NFL wouldn't truly welcome a 5'10" quarterback. I didn't think it was realistic.
I don't think he thought he was 5'10".
Right. I totally agree with that. So, I don't think he thought he was 5'10".
And so he's figuring my best realistic path to professional sports and a career is in baseball. And then all of a sudden he blows up and he has the season he had and he's the Heisman winner. And then now the NFL is evolving and becoming more like the college game. And he never really anticipated this. But even so, when he had the opportunity to go to the NFL and make that decision, Tim Tebow characterizes it as a really tough decision, that it wasn't a slam dunk to go all football.
I guess what I'm saying is once torn, always torn, right? Even if he made the decision to go with football.
And sometimes people will say, well, it can't be that hard. Well, yes, it is when you love more than one thing. And I think it's been really tough for him. There's been a lot of people in his ear. And so my advice to him is just follow your heart. And whatever you choose, just be all in with it.
Let's just assume that Tim Tebow is correct about this. That he was really torn. Now, he made the decision to go play football. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go play football, but he was torn. To my point, once torn, always torn. So if things do go poorly, if they go badly for Kyler Murray, is there a possibility he could say, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm going to play baseball.
I admit, there's a little bit of a, I always rip the wussification of America on how we're afraid to compete nowadays. And yet, I'm going to be somewhat of a hypocrite and just go safe. It's part of the reason why I'm all over Quinnen Williams. And it's because I don't trust the Bosa family tree. We've seen it too much. It's a bad reason not to draft somebody, to say, I don't trust your family tree. But your brother got hurt. Your brother couldn't finish the season at Ohio State. He's already had two seasons where he's battled injuries out of the three. And now you couldn't get through a season. So I'm not all over Nick Bosa. And Kyler Murray, not only is the fact that he is slighter than Russell Wilson. I don't care that he's supposedly 210. He's not playing at 210. And he's not built like Russell Wilson. So there's still the propensity that he could be broken in half. Then there's the other thing of you're still having a rookie quarterback that's going to take a while to develop. And then lastly, there is this, that he can always say, you know what, this isn't working. I miss baseball, and go back to it. I don't know how good Kyler Murray's going to be. There's great reasons to draft him and Bosa. But when you draft Quinnen Williams, there's a lot fewer reasons to not draft Quinnen Williams than there are reasons to not draft Bosa and Murray.
When you watch his film, at times it is jaw-dropping. It is mesmerizing. And that's not just me. That's a lot of talent evaluators I've talked to.
Who are you talking about, Bali?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
When you watch his football film, it is breathtaking in a lot of ways. And to think he only did it for a year, and what is the upside, and what happens when he truly starts training for football and he gets into a football regimen because he's had a baseball body in a lot of ways. So what could he truly play at as he goes forward? This would be the biggest reservation for me. Is if he still is harboring a love for baseball.
Yeah,
and if the going gets tough, he gets out.
And it will get tough at some point. There's no way a rookie quarterback is coming in and pulling a Ben Roethlisberger and winning 14 straight games.
No, not with a team that went 3-13 last year. This team is not ready to go advance to a Super Bowl right now. So there's going to be some tough times. And if you have to worry about him all of a sudden pulling the plug, you better think about that.
But there are marks against every one of these guys. I mean, there are questions surrounding Quinnen Williams, and we'll talk about that as the show.
There's no questions. Join Bickley and Murata, followed by Burns and Gambo live. Marley's and Chandler coming up Friday as we kick off the first round of the NCAA tournament. Thanks to Santan Ford and Schwartz Laser Eye Center. At the same time, while you're there on Friday, we'll be also airing the ASU game. They tip off Friday at 1. We'll be giving away tickets and prizes while watching the madness unfold. Head to the rewards page at arizonasports.com for details. Coming up next, a World Series hero is ready for the Final Four. We'll talk brackets with Gonzo next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Hello, friends. Bracket Boss 2019. Pros versus hosts.
Right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, Luis Gonzalez, World Series hero, is joining us to talk Bracket Boss. Gonzo, you are competing with fellow athletes around town against Doug and Wolf, Burns and Gambo, Bickley and Murata, Paul Calvisi, and I am wondering, who is the one guy you feel like you will embarrass your family if you lose to in this group?
Shoot, all of you guys except for Wolf.
That was
Gonzo,
pretty good.
Gonzo, how you doing,
brother?
I really
didn't have to think about it. I was just embarrassed by the question.
How's life?
It's great, man. Enjoying it. Spring training is almost to an end here, and really everything stops around the work and everything for the next couple of days to keep an eye on this basketball tournament, really.
Absolutely.
How many games, Gonzo, are you able to watch? I mean, honestly, at this point, with everything you do for the Diamondbacks and how busy it is, of course, with spring training, how many games are you able to watch?
You mean the basketball games?
Yes.
Or the...
Yes.
You know, now with the, you know, with the phones, we can watch everything with the apps and everything like that. So we keep an eye on it. We have a couple TVs in the office that are always going, and you know, we have priorities around there. We got to know what's going on with these games.
In your great World Series teams, who led the bracket pools? I know every Major League Baseball team has them in spring training. Who was the guy that ran the pool?
Oh, no, no, no. We're not allowed to talk about that. That's illegal. You can't be doing that stuff.
Don't worry. It is. We actually had the Attorney General on the show. It's totally legal as long as there's no house. So you're good. You're good.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Gonzo was the house. Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I'm usually the guy that still hasn't figured it out. I usually put in hundreds and get change back, you know, at the end. So my analytical part of it, I was trying to figure that part of it out, and I still haven't been able to do it. But, you know, there's different guys. Clubhouse guys sometimes are in charge of just keeping all the teams in order. Just depends. Usually a pitcher that has a lot more time.
A pitcher that's not Randy Johnson.
Yeah, Randy and Kurt, those guys didn't have time to do that stuff. But usually, you know, it's a guy that has a little bit more time and the freedom to go through and check scores and papers mm-hmm. and stuff like that at the end of, you know, like today, the first day of the tournament to see what happens at the end of the night, to see who's up in points and different things. Man, there's so many different ones, like the spread pools, you know, the picking out of, you know.
With the random.
Oh, the randoms, and oh, my God, there's so many. Oh,
Gonzo, you know what's interesting? I have four number ones in my final four, and I look at you, and you've got Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
So you've got three number ones in yours, right? What made you think that?
Me and you are hoping that no number ones go down early, right?
Hey, listen, I went straight BPI. What metric did you use?
What did you use? BPI?
Yeah, basketball power
index. I didn't use any method, really. I just kind of looked at the teams and kind of thought who I liked.
Trusted your own judgment.
I did a lot better than a lot of other people. I'm sure some of your co-hosts there probably went by mascots and team colors is how they probably picked.
That would be Paul, not me. However, now I don't know if you remember everything, but here we go. This is now you've got to stare down your bracket and see if you remember your huge upset pick.
Time for Gonzo's one shining moment.
Your one shining moment. What is the biggest upset you have?
Man, I don't even know. Jeez.
You don't memorize your bracket?
Kentucky over North Carolina.
You have my bracket in front of you?
I do have your bracket in front of you. You have two 12 seeds. You have Liberty over Mississippi State, and you have Murray State over Marquette. Other than that, you're pretty much straight chalk. You got Oregon. You got Oregon over in the Sweet 16. So I would say
Oregon, too. I think Oregon's good. You know, the team that really scares me is Florida State.
It's time for me to admit this publicly because I'm scared to death. I have Florida State in the Final Four.
Oh no,
that team scares me. I have them going and losing to Gonzaga.
Are you? I don't know if you're. I'm assuming you're a huge fan of Field of Dreams. Florida State has a player named Terrence Mann on the team.
You
have to go with him. You're not going against Terrence Mann ever. He's gonna carry it.
He was pretty dominant. Those guys scare me. That's the team that scares me.
Hey, Gonzo, who's the closer going to be?
For our team?
Yes.
It's going to be Zion. We're going to put Zion as the closer.
He could do it. He could have a great answer.
Oh boy,
good job, Sly Dog. Good job. Good to talk to you, Gonzo. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Okay,
there's Luis Gonzalez, World Series hero. Maloney was done with that.
Yeah, take that, Gonzo.
Wow. Maloney just said, hey, we're done here.
You know what?
Thanks to Gonzo.
What'd you say, Gonzo? What?
For joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can go to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC Nissan or Infiniti for your next new
or
pre-owned car.
You're cut off, Gonzo.
Maloney, you have that look on your face that says you're going to say something. Wait, we can't hear you. You got to turn it up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes,
we can.
I don't understand why you guys blame me. It's Bear's fault. Bear's the one that gets him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, Bear. That's right.
Bear's the one that cuts
him off.
That's
how it usually goes around here.
I didn't know that.
Fault.
Yes, Bear. You cut him off. That's good, guys. Oh, thank you.
I would never cut off a World Series
channel. What about that, Bear? Bear is wearing an official spring training Diamondbacks hat as he hangs up on Gonzo. Wow.
If I didn't have to sit here and take this, I wouldn't.
That's a good answer. It. And you know it.
That's a pretty good answer. If I didn't have to sit here.
Were you
going to
say anything else, Maloney? Were you going to say anything else? Were you going to? Is there a breaking story? Is somebody? What's happening right now?
No, but Kyler Murray did get a haircut yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Our Kyler Murray, as Paul would say, the Kyler Murray update desk.
Yes, you know what? Paul and Doug, all they want to do, Basinonians, is talk about Kyler Murray.
Then why is my finger on this button then?
Remy Martin bounces to Cheatham in the low block. Cheatham spins, gets inside, shot missed, but rebounded and flushed down by Daquan Lake. Lake with the stick back, his second field goal.
I try to tell him every morning, you know, we're not talking Kyler Murray. We are not doing that. We're talking ASU right now. What did you think of the game? Oh, what a huge victory that was for Bobby Hurley and his program, right? It was a sloppy game. There's no doubt about that. One of the sloppiest games I think I've ever seen. When you've got
ASU's had quite a few of those.
When you've got 37 turnovers, Douglas, think about that in a game, in a college game. 37 turnovers between the two teams. It almost looked like nobody really wanted to win the game, right? One of the sloppiest games I have seen in a long time. It was a tale of two halves for the Sun Devils. I thought they played pretty well in that first half. But, oh, my goodness, the second half was unbelievable. But that has been ASU all year, and we've talked about their volatility.
I have a secret source buried deep into the ASU basketball program.
Okay.
I tweeted, or I texted that secret source yesterday after the game, and like an hour after the game, and I wanted to know the scoop on two guys, Dort and Martin. Because I think a lot of you saw it beginning of the second half, the fall that Dort took, even though he came back into the game, landing on his hip and his knee, and then just how Martin's groin
was.
You had
a cool grand you wanted to lay down somewhere.
Yeah. Who knows?
I had my knee in my butt a little bit, and I just had to like walk through it, and then I was fine. I was fine.
Okay, so his knee in his butt, and he's all right.
Yeah.
So I texted this friend, and I said, how does Dort and Martin feel? And the text back was, like winners.
You know what? I was.
I didn't get any secret.
Really
info.
Shocked the way Dort actually got off and shook that thing off.
I had my knee in my butt a little bit, and I just had to walk through it, and then I was fine. I was fine.
Oh my goodness! Can you say hip replacement when he's 75?
That was a nasty fall. ASU a winner. Friday, 1 o'clock, they'll be taking on Bobby Hurley's former team, the team that gave him his first head coaching job in Buffalo. That game will be Friday at 1 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can hear it right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Coming up next from the Auction Community Studios, we're in the strangest situation that we've ever seen in the history of the game, and we're pretty confident it'll never happen again. And yet it's happening right here. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You know, it was interesting what happened yesterday as the national pundits, experts of the draft, continually pushing, it's going to be Kyler Murray, it's going to be Kyler Murray, it's going to be Kyler Murray. And we always make fun of the scripted quarterback workout on a pro day. And yet, the scripted workout at Ohio State for Nick Bosa started everybody talking about, wait a minute, Cardinals, you're moving too fast. Connor Orr was on Bickley and Marotta yesterday. He's with Monday Morning Quarterback, their draft guru.
Nick Bosa is awesome, you know, and I think that any other year he probably deserves to go number one. And I think, you know, if I were the Cardinals, you know, I would still look at the positives and minuses of getting, you know, that generational defensive talent.
A generational defensive talent. Todd McShay was on ESPN.
Nick Bosa chose not to work out. Mm-hmm. And some people look at his 40 time, the 4.79 that he ran, which, by the way, was better than his brother Joey Bosa's. The workout wasn't all bad. In fact, it was really good in some areas. And you put on the tape with Bosa, and that's where you see the hand usage and a lot of the same things that make him special that his brother Joey had when he was coming out of Ohio State that made him the third overall pick by the Chargers.
The best thing to happen to Nick Bosa is Joey Bosa. That's the best thing to happen to him right now. There are people that are whispering, scouts that are whispering about his first step and whether or not he's got an elite first step.
Nick Bosa?
Yes.
There are those guys still arguing Josh Allen has more upside.
Yes.
Just not nearly as big a platform. People aren't that familiar with him. Quentin Williams, you can argue, obviously.
I'm
is
with
the
you
back.
On Josh Allen.
Yeah,
I love Josh Allen.
I'm just saying a lot of Cardinals offensive linemen who watch a lot of college football pointed to Josh Allen this year and said, that's the guy to fear when it comes to pass rush.
I'm so glad they brought that up because here's the thing. Number one, there's not 9 million people that sit down and watch Kentucky football. But think
Sorry,
about
Corey Peters.
Think about Kentucky football from this standpoint. You're playing in the number one, the closest league there is. Sorry, Alliance. The closest league there is to the NFL is the SEC. And you have then a team that doesn't have a ton of other playmakers defensively. And yet Josh Allen is making plays against some NFL offensive lineman. Mm. There's NFL offensive lineman in that conference, and he's making plays against that group without other people necessarily there to take the pressure off of him. And with that kind of production and that lack of attention, I think, you know, nobody's Ohio State when it comes to getting attention. I like Josh Allen better than Bosa.
So
I would go Williams one and Allen number two.
So you have those three. I saw NFL Network yesterday. Curtis Conway had Rashawn Gary from Michigan going number two overall,
wow,
behind Quinnen Williams.
Wow.
And then you have about 17
Clemson.
I would Clemson.
Never take him before Devin White.
No.
Never.
And then think about
I don't
all
have any problem with Devin White.
I'm going Devin White.
And then you have Clemson defensive linemen. It's loaded with defensive linemen and potential defensive stars. Here's my point is that there's only one Kyler Murray. There's no one like Kyler Murray in this draft. There might not be anyone like Kyler Murray for the next 10 years in this draft. So if you're the Cardinals and you're thinking Kyler Murray or defense, just realize there are a lot of guys that can sort of check that box on the defensive side of the ball, pass rusher, interior, outside, edge rusher, whatever, but there's only one mandatory Murray.
That's why this is a position that's never going to – I don't believe it's ever going to happen again in the NFL. And I know that that's kind of – how do you say something like that? There's a little bit of stupidity in that. But do you really see a scenario in NFL history where you have a head coach that's a rookie in his first year get fired?
Yes.
And have a rookie quarterback that year that you traded up to get in the first round.
Yes.
And then the next year, you've hired a fired college football coach with zero NFL coaching experience to then draft another rookie quarterback. Now, not even number one overall, even in the top 10. This will never happen again.
Back-to-back
if you actually do this.
NFL coaches, back-to-back rookie quarterbacks.
It'll never happen again. And I look at it and say, even if you think Kyler Murray's better, and I don't argue about anybody that says I think Kyler Murray's better than Josh Rosen. I can see why you would say that. But this is why I'm so much in love with the made-up Raiders trade. With the point that you just made, Paul. If you're able to pull off the made-up Raiders trade, and we keep saying that because this is the Cardinals' dream of people like me. We've never heard the Raiders even remotely act like they're interested. But if you get 4, 24, and 27, then you're guaranteeing, I would assume, that Mike Mayock is doing it to get Kyler Murray, or that John Gruden is overruling Mike Mayock to get Kyler Murray. Once you take Kyler Murray at 1, that means White, Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen automatically is there at number 4. You're getting a player of that unbelievable caliber And then you still have two more first-round picks.
Absolutely.
That's why that, to me, is on the board. It's over. Raiders make that call. We're done with the Kyler Murray talk. Jump on that trade, no matter how great you think Kyler Murray might be.
No, I think they would definitely do that. I would love to see that. I just don't think the Raiders are going to do that.
You're probably right.
I think the Raiders have settled on Derek Carr. Or when I say settled, at least Mike Mayock has talked John Gruden out of saying, you know what, we need to draft Kyler Murray.
But that's why I don't like a Giants trade. I don't love a Giants trade, even, and most people say there's no way the Giants will trade from 6 to 1. I'm not in love with going from 1 to 6 because I want one of the players I just listed, and all of them would be gone by 6. And then I would say, well, why not stay and draft Kyler Murray?
And I still disagree with both of you. I think the Raiders
don't have a buzzer.
I think the Raiders are looking at Patrick Mahomes and saying, we have to do something radical. Derek Carr might be a serviceable, above-average quarterback. We can make it work. We're not beating Patrick Mahomes for the next decade with Derek Carr. We got to match fire with fire. And as far as trading away, if you're the Cardinals getting 3 first-round picks, here's the downside to that. What if Kyler Murray blows up? And 5 hours up the road in Vegas, you have to watch Kyler Murray redefine football as the future of football, and the Raiders are the talk of the NFL for the next decade, as Kyler Murray is the biggest thing, and you gave him away for 124 and 27. I mean, for 424 and 27. Is that enough?
Yeah, but Paulie, what if he doesn't blow up? What if he goes and plays baseball?
Well,
there is a big if here.
Sure.
It seemed like he was really torn. He loves both of them.
There's no guarantee Kyler Murray's going to be Russell Wilson. I want the Arizona Cardinals, if in fact they can get 3 first-round picks from the Oakland Raiders, I want them to pull that trigger and do that deal. But even as I say that, Basin Onions, know this. There is a big part of me that has this morose feeling and dread, to Paul's point, that he could be Russell Wilson. But don't make it sound like it's a done deal.
I pose the question again. What's worse? You pass on Kyler Murray, and he blows up the NFL, or you take Kyler Murray and he's a bust. What's worse? You take him, you take your swing, and you strike out, he's a bust, or he goes back to baseball. Or you don't take him, and he truly is the future of football, and he's the bomb for the next decade, 6 hours up the road in Vegas.
Considering you drafted Josh Rosen
the year before that,
now all of a sudden you take Kyler Murray and he's a bust, man, you're in trouble.
Paul, it's a good question under normal circumstances. This is not normal, because you've got Josh Rosen. If you've got Josh Rosen, okay, fine. Kyler Murray blows up. That doesn't mean Josh Rosen can't.
The number one pick overall in the NFL draft, and the guy's a bust.
But you've got the head coach who's perfectly suited to Kyler Murray. That's the other added element you have to account for.
Join Bickley and Murata today. They're going to broadcast live from Twin Peaks off of Frank Lloyd Wright in the 101. They'll be giving you the chance to win tickets to see the Arizona Coyotes as they make their push for the playoffs. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for complete details. Speaking of the Coyotes, we get to talk a little hockey, we get to talk a little brackets, and we get to talk a little Shane Doan. Doaner, and a bracket boss challenge is up next with one question. We might be able to retire your jersey. We ain't retiring this bracket, I can tell you that, Doaner.
Oh. And who's at the ranch?
That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Hello, friends. Bracket Boss 2019. Pros versus hosts.
Shane Doan. Right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line.
Doaner.
And I don't know if the press release has hit yet, but the Arizona Coyotes have announced they are pulling down his jersey from the arena rafters and they are retiring a piece of chalk in honor of this bracket for Shane Doan. Because it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me look at this, Doaner.
Yeah, the seed after seed after seed. Shane Doan, the big question on everybody's mind this morning, who filled out this bracket, you or your son this year?
Well, no. See, if we win, I think it was me.
Oh, I see.
I did the most of it. If we're not very good, then Josh did it. That's fine. I can accept that.
So does Josh actually follow college basketball?
He does.
Does he really?
He literally, and I joke and say this all the time, but he follows any competition that is actually going on at any point in any place in North America.
Wow.
And including Europe sometimes with soccer, because he loves sports. So
that's fantastic. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good, except for my bracket. That's it, not
nothing's
doing very
nothing's
well
happened
right
yet against your bracket. You don't have to, the games don't start until 9 o'clock.
I'm taking a lot of heat because I go straight BPI, and I do this every year. By the way, it's not a surprise to anybody. I think jealousy comes into play because I've won this thing twice.
Straight BPI.
I think it takes. Listen, Donor. I think it takes humility to actually say there's people out there that know more about this than I do. It takes great humility. And I think it also takes intelligence to remove yourself from the situation and say, you know what, I'm going to use one metric and one metric only. And guess what? It's won me not one, but two championships in the bracket, boss, beat Don.
And says the most humble man in Maricopa County, Shane Doan. You think it's a joke, don't you?
Oh, no, that's... Hey, you got to stick with your game plan. You know what? You got to stick with it. You can't change midstream because then that causes just causes chaos. So.
Yeah, this coming from a guy that lets his son fill out the bracket.
We won last year, so I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I won last year, so I was
thinking, right.
I'm to do the same thing as we did last year.
Hey, Donor, there's one rule when you play this thing. There's one rule and one rule only. You've got to champion your victories.
Yes.
You've got to because you don't know when they're coming around again.
That is one thing I'm very good at. If I win, you will hear about it.
Shane Doan joining Doug and Wolf, Coyotes captain for emeritus forever. This is something you're going to have to deal with, Donor. This is from Bobby Hurley yesterday.
You know, Nate and I spoke, and we both agreed that we're really good friends, and we both helped each other tremendously in our careers, but that's probably not going to matter a whole lot on Friday.
That is ASU head coach getting ready to take on the team that gave him his first ever head coaching job in Buffalo, and it's Friday at 1 o'clock. You can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I am holding Shane Doan's bracket right here.
All right.
Okay, I need to interrupt.
Yes.
I just talked to Aaron about changing that because the one thing my son was upset about was that he didn't pay attention to who the 11 seed was because he likes Buffalo.
Yeah.
But he's like, I can't pick against ASU, Dad. You have to change it. He's been begging me all morning change it.
I said,
if I talk to Aaron, we'll see if we can get a change.
Baloney, what's the rule here? What's the rule on this?
We have changed it for Donor.
No way!
Yes!
Oh, Donor, I was ready to go.
I do pick my own bracket.
You see, you stared down. I mean, here we are in the moment of a victory. ASU's first NCAA tournament win in 10 years. And we come on with Captain Coyote, the guy everybody loves in this city, just to find out you're stepping on Tempe. You're just stepping on it, and now you back out.
I totally did. But that was – we watched the game last night. It was a fun game to watch. It was amazing to see. They got out-rebounded, which no one ever would have ever expected they get out-rebounded. They turned the ball over more, and they still won convincingly. It was impressive.
That is. That's unexplainable. And the other thing on top of it, they're a terrible free-throw shooting team, and they won the game at the free-throw line.
And they're three-point shooters, and they only took 12 three-point shots. I didn't understand it, so I was like, you know what? I'm excited for them, and I can't wait.
So, Donor, do you have any traditions this time of year, of course, when the tournament starts? Are there any family traditions other than allowing your son to fill out your bracket?
Well, we have a family bracket that's going on, too.
Oh!
So amongst all my brother kind of set it up, and my nieces and nephews are getting to the age where they're capable of playing or of picking. And my sister played basketball, and so does my brother. So they kind of, it's a family thing where they like to get involved and then do that. So we have fun with that.
So
that one's really important that you win because that one lasts for a long time.
So I'm holding the official Shane Doan bracket, and it does say Buffalo over ASU. So now we're writing in ASU. So now this is rare. We need to fill out your bracket on air.
I know.
Versus Texas Tech. Without Josh's help now, who's winning ASU Texas Tech?
I got to go with ASU. I'm going to ride them as far as I can ride them, I think.
Wow. So then you would have ASU Michigan. What are you doing ASU Michigan?
I got to go with Michigan.
Oh, there's where it ends.
Now it's time for Shane Doan's one shining moment.
Take that, Bobby Hurley. His one shining moment is he just knocked you out against Michigan. And do you remember your final four? Who's your final four?
Tennessee, Kentucky, Duke, and...
Gonzaga?
Yeah, that's okay. So you got two ones and two twos. Wolf's going all number ones. It's happened once this century.
Right.
Wolf's going all number ones. That boring.
Yeah, but this year they're like the top seven teams are so good.
So hopefully
that's what I'm relying on. Josh and I had this discussion, and the top seven teams are quite a ways ahead of everyone else.
So, Donor, the Coyotes, 9 games left. Did they get in?
Oh, man, it's fun to watch right now.
Is it though?
If they do or they don't. If they do or they don't, this has been an absolute blast to watch. This is a huge, huge game tonight. This is a huge game. Because they get this game, and you played well against Tampa and lost, but you're still feeling okay about yourself. You lose this game, and all of a sudden you lost two in a row on the road, and you got two more on the road, and all of a sudden you're looking at maybe going 1-3 or 0-4 on the road, and that starts to get really heavy.
If you were the team captain right now of a young team with 3 days off in South Beach, would that scare the crap out of you?
It would have scared the crap out of me maybe 10 to 15 years ago. Now not as much. Now the guys are pretty controlled now, you know. 15 years ago it was a little different, but now the guys are pretty controlled. And it's at the end of, you know what? It's at the end of the year. This one doesn't scare you.
You're too tired to party?
you know what's on the line. So it's not like it's not like you have to convince anyone that these are big games now.
That's good.
Now it's like, okay, you guys, if you have to, it's obviously a huge litmus test on who the guys are that you're going to be able to count on going forward.
So, Donor, do you just stagger around the Donor compound mumbling Kyler Murray? Just mumbling the name Kyler Murray? You just stagger around there and Kyler Murray.
Oh, man, that is going to be interesting what happens with all that.
Yeah, I know. With all of that. Yeah, we mean all of that.
That encompasses like 9 things. Okay, we'll make sure that we're there. Wolf and I want to be there, the front row seat, when they retire your piece of chalk and hang it from the from the arena, all right?
And I want to say, you know what, I think it's a great idea that you guys pick a group of guys that get paid to watch and follow college basketball to go against a group of guys that never watch college basketball.
Yeah. Well,
Wolf is in that group too.
Exactly,
so
I'm right with you guys.
Wolf, you could be on our side.
I should be there.
I know Wolf has been upset. He hasn't brought this up. He's been upset ever since the bracket ball started. Like, wait a minute, why aren't I in the athletes group? And kicker is. And Jay Feely's in the athlete group.
Hey, Donor, you know what? Say hello to Josh for us, will you, please?
I will, guys.
Thank you, Donor. There's Shane Doe, the Coyotes captain, and just humble emeritus joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Go to Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti for your next new or pre-owned car. If you haven't heard, according to Maloney, you can still get in. She says the bracket boss closes at about 9 o'clock this morning, so hurry up and try to jump in and join us to see if you can beat Wolf's BPI or Shane Doan's chalk. If the Cardinals do draft Kyler Murray, what's the next domino that hurts the Arizona Cardinals? That's next for your football fix on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.